USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of recovery work. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying time is of the essence.
This recovery is moving forward with great urgency as we work 24 hours a day on the pile to recover victims and bring closure to all of the families still waiting. We want to bring them news as quickly as we possibly can.
The mayor saying the death toll is now at 78. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick in ransomware attacks in the United States. The White House saying Biden underscored the need for Russia to take action to disrupt ransomware groups. Biden saying the United States will take any necessary action. This is USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
The teaching of critical race theory in schools has been under scrutiny, the Department of Education approving plans for some states to use COVID relief money to promote programs that teach these new concepts in schools. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, appearing on Fox News, explains why he thinks the theories taught by the program are problematic.
Critical race theory doesn't celebrate diversity, it weaponizes it. That's bad for America, and it doesn't help heal the wounds that need to be healed.
The Defense Department is looking for places it can send thousands of Afghans who worked as translators for U.S. forces.
We're very actively looking for places that we can get them to and transportation to get them there and to sustain them as they complete the process. There's a lot of energy being applied on this. And you heard the president say just yesterday that we're going to be able to start moving some of them out of the country within the next couple of weeks or so.
That's Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Beyond Meat is rolling out a new version of its meatless chicken tenders.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The era of space tourism is set to soar with highly symbolic flights by rivals Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin scheduled just days apart. Blue Origin, started by Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame, is set to blast off on July 20th. Meanwhile, Virgin Galactic, founded by flamboyant British billionaire Richard Branson, is planning for a July 11th space flight. Still, though, Branson insists it's not a race between him and Bezos.
I know that it's been painted as a race. Honestly, I don't think either of us see it that way. We're not really in direct competition.
Branson speaking with ABC's Good Morning America, he also tells them what he's expecting on his space flight.
I'm just expecting the most extraordinary trip of my lifetime.
More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.